In today's episode, you'll learn how often you should publish new podcast episodes. Welcome to Podcasting Q&A, where you learn the best tips and strategies to launch, grow, and monetize your show. This week's question comes from Catherine.
Hi, this is Catherine Sullivan from There She Goes Solo Travel Podcast. I'm wondering how often I should release new episodes. Is every other week okay? And should I always aim to release on the same day of the week? Thank you.
Thank you so much for your question, Catherine. This is actually a very common question for a lot of new podcasters. You'll find that there are some podcasts that are pushed out weekly, some are daily, some come out with no real schedule whatsoever. And so in this episode, we're going to discuss some best practices when it comes to publishing frequency and help you decide how frequently you need to push out new content to your audience. One of the first things that you want to think about when considering publishing frequency is what type of podcast do you have? There are different types of podcasts that lend themselves to different type of release schedules. For example, interview style, solo podcast, educational roundtable podcast, those are more bi-weekly or weekly scheduled releases. For more heavily scripted podcasts, those tend to release in seasons with longer breaks in between. If you've got a current event-based podcast or a news-based podcast, that tends to be a more daily release schedule. And granted, you don't have to do any one of these in particular, but these are the trends that you'll find, and so it can help inform the decision that you make based upon your podcasting type and style. The second thing that you should consider is how much time do you have to devote to podcasting? If you're a full-time podcaster, it's easy to post more frequently. But if it's a passion project, maybe having a daily podcast is just a little bit too overwhelming. So you really want to consider two things. How much time do you legitimately have to devote to putting together a podcast? And then how much time does it take you to put together a podcast start to finish? For example, if you have only about 5 hours to devote to podcasting a week, but it takes you 10 hours to put together an episode start to finish, a bi-weekly schedule is going to fit your lifestyle much better. That way you know, hey, this is what I can feasibly do without diminishing the content and the quality of the podcast. The third thing you're going to want to consider is how ambitious are your goals. So if you're trying to take podcasting from a side hustle thing to more of a full-time situation, publishing more frequently, more aggressively is going to be your best bet. Ideally, more episodes would equate to podcast growth and increased size of your audience, but that's not necessarily the case if you're choosing frequency over quality. So if you've got like one solid episode that you put out a week and it's a bomb episode versus five episodes that you release throughout the week that are just eh, you want to go with that one bomb episode because that is going to give you sustainable growth. The other thing is, if you're just doing this for fun, if it's like a passion project, that's totally fine, but you're going to want to find a frequency schedule that works for you, that's a little bit more relaxed so that you can stay in it for the long haul, that this can be something that has longevity to it. Answering your question more specifically, Catherine, publishing episodes bi-weekly is completely fine. One of our shows, Buzzcast, we publish every other week. So don't feel pressure to post or publish more often than you actually want to. Should you publish on the same day every week? Yes. Publishing on the same day every week lets listeners know when to expect new episodes from you. If you publish more sporadically, they're not going to know when to expect new content, and they're not going to incorporate you into their weekly routine, which is in turn going to make it difficult for your podcast to grow. So you want to pick a day that works best. Data shows that weekdays work better than weekends, but there's not any information about which day of the week works better. So what you want to do is pick a day and stick with it. Thanks for sending us your question, Catherine. If you have a question that you would like us to answer on a future episode of the podcast, just go to speakpipe.com/buzzsprout or click the link in the show notes and leave us a brief audio message. Be sure to subscribe to the Buzzsprout YouTube channel and subscribe to the Podcasting Q&A show on whatever app you like listening to your podcast on. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep podcasting.